AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says Israel and Iran violated ceasefire terms. Both countries had agreed to a truce proposed by Trump, which included an early Tuesday deadline. Speaking to reporters at the White House before leaving for the NATO summit, Trump says,
"As soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel."
Israel accused Iran of launching missiles into its airspace and vowed to retaliate. Iran's military denied firing on Israel after the ceasefire went into effect. This is according to state media. But explosions boomed and sirens sounded across northern Israel mid-morning. An Israeli military official said two Iranian missiles were intercepted. And AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on this week's NATO summit in the Netherlands.
NATO leaders are gathering for the start of a historic two-day summit that could unite the world's biggest security organization around a new defense spending pledge. Germany's finance minister has vowed to lift the country's defense spending to 3.5% of gross national product. And Secretary General Mark Rutte urges swift progress.
My message to my European colleagues is stop worrying so much. Start to make sure that you get investment plans done.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to restart deportations of migrants to countries other than their homelands.
The nation's highest court voted to lift an order requiring migrants to get a chance to challenge their deportations. All three liberal justices dissented. The Supreme Court's action came after a Boston judge found the administration had violated his order by sending 8 people to South Sudan in May. The migrants had been convicted of serious crimes in the U.S., and immigration officials said they were unable to return them quickly to their home countries. Authorities instead landed the plane at a U.S. naval base in Djibouti. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. Much of the U.S. is sweltering under a heat dome.
Like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
Vak Kobiashvili describing how he felt at Delaware's Rehoboth Beach Monday. David Roth, the National Weather Service, says a heat dome could produce triple-digit temperatures this week in places that haven't seen them in more than a decade.
Could be all time for June, not just daily records.
Roth says the record temps will relent.
But still, it's going to take a while for temperatures to get back to average. It could take a week.
And if you're a city dweller,
urban centers are more disproportionately impacted because of all the buildup, because of the bricks and the asphalt and the pavement.
And Roth says the weather patterns are flashing a bit of a warning sign.
Each year it seems to be getting hotter. The water temperatures off the coast are getting hotter. Hurricane seasons seem to be getting longer. And it's not just because of increased detection. There seems to be a real signal there.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.